Chapter 2 In that very instant, a loud knock sounded on the door.
"Come in,"
said the carpenter, not having an atom of strength left with which to stand up. At the words, the door opened, and a dapper little old man came in. His name was Geppetto, but to the boys of the neighborhood he was Polendina, on account of the wig he always wore, which was just the color of yellow corn. Geppetto had a very bad temper. Woe to the one who called him Polendina! He became as wild as a beast, and no one could soothe him.
"Good day, Mastro Antonio," said Geppetto. "What are you doing on the floor?"
"I am teaching the ants their ABCs."
"Good luck to you."
"What brought you here, friend Geppetto?"
"My legs. And it may flatter you to know, Mastro Antonio, that I have come to you to beg for a favor."
"Here I am, at your service,"
answered the carpenter, raising himself on to his knees.
"This morning a fine idea came to me."
"Let's hear it."
"I thought of making myself a beautiful wooden marionette. It must be wonderful, one that will be able to dance, fence, and turn somersaults. With it, I intend to go around the world to earn my crust of bread and cup of wine. What do you think of it?"
"Bravo, Polendina!"
cried the same tiny voice which came from no one knew where. On hearing himself called Polendina, Mastro Geppetto turned the color of a red pepper and, facing the carpenter, said to him angrily,
"Why do you insult me?" "Who is insulting you?" "You called me Polendina." "I did not."
"I suppose you think I did. Yet I know it was you."
"No."
"Yes."
"No."
"Yes."
And growing angrier each moment, they went from words to blows, and finally began to scratch and bite and slap each other. When the fight was over, Mastro Antonio had Geppetto's yellow wig in his hands, and Geppetto found the carpenter's curly wig in his mouth.